With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. On the Senate floor Tuesday, Majority Leader John Thune said lawmakers must pass a critical part of the Trump agenda.
It will prevent trillions in tax hikes for hardworking families and small businesses. It will invest in our border security to safeguard the progress the Trump administration has already made. And it will strengthen our military and unleash American energy for a stronger and safer America. And as I said yesterday, Mr. President, the Senate will consider the bill on the floor this work period with the goal of getting it on the President's desk before July the 4th.
The illegal immigrant charged in the Colorado anti-Semitic Molotov cocktail terror attack on supporters of Israeli hostages says he has no regrets and he wanted those targeted to die. Police said Mohammed Solomon dressed as a gardener to get close to the crowd when he used a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails. It's the anniversary of an iconic American symbol.
The iconic Goodyear airships are taking a victory lap over the skies of Akron, Ohio this week to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the inaugural flight of Goodyear's first branded blimp, known as Pilgrim, which took flight on June 3, 1925. The airships have since become one of the most lasting and iconic corporate brand assets in the world. Resident Noah Friedfundak.
If you know Goodyear, you, like, the first thing that comes to my mind is always the blimp, and like that's kind of what they think. Like Goodyear, you think of the blimp, right? Like not tires, the blimp.
The blimp has undergone some changes over the years, including a move to a semi-rigid airship. In 2017, Goodyear's historian Eddie Ogden explained why people still refer to it as the blimp.
It is a semi-rigid airship, but to say Goodyear semi-rigid new technology airship just doesn't roll off the tongue quite the same way as saying Goodyear blimp.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Leading evangelicals condemn the anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado.
Pastor Jensen Franklin is a member of President Trump's Religious Liberty Commission, and he is urging all Christians to be in prayer, adding, quote, "Every time those filled with hate unleash an anti-Semitic attack, please join me in blessing the Jewish people even further. We must counter this wickedness with goodness." Pastor Samuel Rodriguez of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference says, quote, "We will not stay silent while the innocent suffer." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a woman who sued Kentucky trying to overturn its abortion ban have dropped their challenge. The lawyers have not given a reason for seeking to drop the case. The lawsuit had been filed last year in state court in Louisville on behalf of a woman who was 7 weeks pregnant at the time. The American Civil Liberties Union says it will not be providing additional details about the dismissal. This is SRN News. U.S. job openings rose unexpectedly in April.
The Labor Department reports that employers posted 7.4 million job vacancies in April, up from 7.2 million in March. Economists had expected openings to drift down to 7.1 million. But the number of Americans quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence in their prospects, fell, and layoffs ticked higher. Openings remain high by historical standards, but have dropped sharply since peaking at 12.1 million in March 2022, when the economy was recovering from COVID-19 lockdowns. John Scott reporting.
The FBI is calling for public tips on children hurt by sex change procedures. President Trump issued an executive order earlier in the year titled Protecting Children from Chemical and Surgical Mutilation. They're asking for tips of any hospitals, clinics, or practitioners performing the surgical procedures on children. More details at srnnews.com.